Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview, where the Irish Racing today on Sunday comes from Gowran Park. They host an 8-race card for us to enjoy. And you can hear it all live on William Hill's Racing Radio from 1:45pm with Stephen Powell, John Budden and Mark Slater in the studio. But before that, we're going to look ahead to the racing. My name is Sam Norris and I'm joined on the line once more by William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding, to have a look at the card from Gowran. How are you today, Andy?
I'm very well, yeah. Very, very well. Lovely day today, so got off to a nice start with a nice walk and ready to watch the racing this afternoon.
Oh, fantastic stuff. Sounds like it should be a good Sunday. It's a bit of a mixture of races from Gowran, some low-grade affairs, but nice to see a group race on the card.
Yeah, and we see the next chapter in the progression of Brooch, a filly that caught the eye first time out at Galway and then followed up in Killarney. I really do like her. So, yeah, we'll talk about her later on. But, yeah, plenty of competitive races. Often the case here at Gowran. Usually your maximum fields running the handicaps and the maidens, and we certainly haven't been let down on that from that point of view.
Plenty of runners in across most of the races today. We'll start then with the first race of the day, the 1:55. This one, a filly's maiden over a mile. Four entries in this one for Aidan O'Brien, and it's fair to say that the pick of his lot is Together Forever, the 4-6 favourite. That'll be the ride of Joseph O'Brien today. Finished third in listed company last time out. Does she look the pick of the bunch here at 4-6 favourite?
Oh, without doubt, Sam, yeah, she's a clear form choice. Speed figures point to her direction. The only negative I could possibly come up with, which would probably prevent her from being even shorter than she is in the betting, would be the draw. Stall 16 is certainly not ideal for those of you that follow Gowran Park. A nice low draw is usually the place to be, you know, to get a good position going into the first bend. But that said, this horse shows so much speed, and it is a two-year-old race, that she may well be able to overcome such a slight negative. In the hands of Joseph O'Brien, I'll certainly be aware of that fact. Her last run, of course, in the Flame of Tara, saw her run an absolutely phenomenal race, really, from the front. She lasted all the way down to the last 100 yards and only just succumbed to two very good fillies. But arguably the best two fillies, or certainly two of the best fillies we've seen so far over in Ireland this season. Jack Naylor from the Jessica Harrington stable, and of course Legatissimo from the David Watchman camp. They'd both got good strong form going into that listed contest, and they fought out the finish as expected. But Together Forever, considering you know, she was not probably expected to run up as close as she did, I thought it was a fantastic run. The run behind Found has been advertised. Of course, that horse finished second in the Moy Glare. So she's been dining at the very top table, and hopefully with a good break and she gets to the front, she should hopefully get off the mark today.
Okay, then Together Forever, the pick in the first round. Next up is the 2:25. This one, another maiden, ran over a mile, and Arid is the 15-8 market leader. Hans Holbein is 11-4. It's 5-1 for Estrana. Intransiv is 6-1, 10-1 for Aloft, 10-1 Morning Mix, and 16s or bigger the rest. Another big field maiden to negotiate here, Andy. Who gets the vote?
Again, another clear pick, really, on form and speed figures, and that's Arid from the Kevin Prendergast stable. But similarly to Together Forever in the 1:55. Not an ideal draw. Certainly still 13 is a bit better than what the Aidan O'Brien filly has been posted in the first. But hopefully this horse's experience and quality will get him through. His last run at the Curra was a very eye-catching run. You know, he stayed on very strongly from the back of the field to finish an ever near a second behind a very nice horse of Aidan O'Brien's. Talked upon in sort of Derby circles, a horse called Old Man River. And the time of the race is very good. It suggested that they were above average bunch. A horse that finished ninth in that race called Nusation from the David Watchman stable went down to the Listowel Festival the other day and duly obliged. So that form was beginning to work out quite well. And I do like this big colt by Shamadal. I think the further he gets next year, the better he'll be. But for now, this mile trip looks absolutely ideal. Obviously, we've got to take note of Hans Holbein. If there's any money for that one, certainly going to be interesting. And Eston Ra ran well first time out as well for Willie McCreary, of course, the stable, who's very much buoyed after Faisalana won the Group 1 last week at Leopardstown. And Lola Bow, who was second in that race at Tipperary, that Eston Roy was third in, has won subsequently in Dundalk. So if you wanted an each-way alternative, I think Eston Roy would probably be the one around about 5-1. I'm going to go with Arid. The speed figure that Curra race suggested that race is above average, and this one doesn't look as strong, so he'll do for me.
Okay, then, fair enough. That's the selection in the 225. The 255 is the next race that we're going to look at. This one is ran over a mile again. 17 runners down to go to post, and Succeed in XL is your 130 favourite. Dandy Steps is 6-1, backed in from 8s this morning. It's 13-2 for Victor's Beach. Stoichkov is 7-1, 8-1 for Kokora, 9-1 Merry Mast, 9-1 Share a Secret. Double figure prices, the remainder. A bit of a low grade affair, this one, Andy. Who gets the vote here?
Yeah, modest stuff, to be honest, Sam. Succeed in XL ran well last time out over the track, so I think Charles O'Brien's gelding has to be included in any sort of thought process here. You've got Victor's Beach, who was a bit unlucky down, and you've got Dundalk the other day, so that one's another one to consider from a low draw. But I don't think there's quite a well handicapped horse here in the shape of Dandy Steps, and she's going to be the selection here for the Prunella Dodds stable. A 3-year-old filly who's just had the 3 runs, a difficult one for the handicapper to assess, but I think she's been quite leniently treated, particularly as that Bellystown race has worked out to such a degree that those ahead of her on that occasion have all either run well or won subsequently. Shemshal was third in a very competitive race next time out the Curra, off a mark of 78. Intersab won a race down in Listowel this week, off a mark of 75. And Quartz, who was third, Julia Blige next time out. Now, he runs in the last race off a mark of 85, so you know, you could say that Dandy Steps has rather slipped under the radar here, only rated 60. So, if you, like I say, from a pure handicapping point of view, I think that horse ran at least up to 70 based on those other horses at Bellystown. A much better surface to run on here. Obviously, inexperience is going to be an issue. You know, Gowan's not an easy track to perform around if you've only had 3 runs in your life. But hopefully her quality will get her through here, because I do think she's well-treated. So despite the draw and the extreme experience, I think Dandy Steps each way, 6-1. She should go well in that 2.55.
Okay then, next up is the 3.25. Another one ran over a mile. And we've got joint favourites here in the shape of Corker Hill and Thassel. They're both 7-2. Hopsan is 9-2. Good money for Elusive Gent. Opened at 14s, backed into 9-1. Who gets the vote in this one, Andy?
I'll probably have to have a couple against the field here. I think it's very significant that Gary Halpin, who rode Zealous Dream to victory here 2 starts ago, has decided to stay loyal to John McConnell's Hopsan, a horse that I tipped on the podcast last time out. Unfortunately, got beat by Hillary. But I do think Hopsan will go well here. She's already shown some good form around this track. She was second before earlier on this season. So I think that's obviously got to be taken as a positive, and the fact that Gary Halpin has decided to stay loyal to her as well. The one he's got off is Zealous Dream, and she's another one that comes into the reckoning here. Following a modest run last time at the Curra. Prior to that, she'd won really well over this course and distance, coming down the outside of the field in a long sweeping move, which is often good tactics employed here at Gowran. She finished her race off quite strong. It's not for the first time that she's run well here at Gowran. Her form figures here at this track read 1.524. So her only poor run came when she was fifth in a 16-strong runner field. So I think if you're looking towards one at a big price, I think 10-1 for Zealous Dream is a big price, despite Gary Halpin jumping ship and riding Hopsan. And I think Hopsan is in such good form, you've certainly got to include her in any betting strategies in this 3.25. So the two against the field there, Hopsan, which you can get around about 11-2 this morning, and Zealous Dream, double figure quoted for her. Don't think you'll go too far wrong with either one of those two.
Okay, good stuff. Then we'll move on to the 3.55, the feature race of the day, Group 3 for the fillies and mares over a mile. And right at the top of the podcast, you mentioned Broach. She's just been too good for her rivals on her first 2 starts. She leads the market at 4-5 and I suppose notably beat 2 of this field last time out as well, in the shape of Vakira and Mizava. Is she the one to be within 3.55?
Oh yeah, without doubt, Sam. She's the most quality looking horse I'm looking forward to this afternoon, without any shadow of a doubt. That run of Killarney rubber stamped her as a pattern horse in the making. She certainly looked good the first time she won in Galway, and a very fast time beating Horkle and Duchess Andorra by 9.5 lengths. Duchess Andorra previously being quite a disappointed maiden, but she got off the market Listowel the other week by a wide margin. And then I was just worried that even though she was a short price favourite, Kalani, if she was up in class, that her inexperience might just catch her out around that tight track. And I don't think she really handled the track, but she got away with it because she's just so good. She came from a long way back. She came with a withering run up the centre of the course and mowed them down in the latter stages to win in style of a very smart animal. She's up in trip again here today. And this track is one of Dermot Wells' happy hunting grounds. Carla Banco has won here this season. And he's had several others in the last couple of seasons. That when he runs a listed filly at this track, he's usually never a million miles away. And the long straight here, 3.5 furlong straight, will definitely suit this filly by Empire Maker. It'll allow her to get into top gear. And I think, providing she's within hailing distance of the front runners turning into the home straight, her kick finish is certainly going to be seen to good effect. If you're looking for one at a bigger price, I do think Akira will go well here from the John Barry stable. She probably isn't the class of Brooch, and she got readily turned over by Wells filly down in Killarney. But she's got some good form here at Gowran, and she was actually doing some good light work in the finish the other day at the Curragh in the race that Carla Bianca was the victor. And, of course, Alive I ran a much better race in second. I don't think she should be 25-1. I don't think for 1 minute she'll win the race, but she may be one to be interested in some HY doubles or perhaps from a place-only perspective as an alternative to the favourite. But I do think Brooch will win this race and continue would climb.
All looking forward to see that good Dermot Weld horse again in 3.55. Next up is the 4.25 and Apprentice Handicap. This one just over 1 mile and 1 furlong. And Water Sprite is the 9-2 favourite. Russian Maria Star backed in from 8-5-1. 11-2 for Keyboard Melody. Bogardus is 6-1. The winner of this race last year, King of Oriole, is 8-1, along with Steins. Die Green at 9s. And it's 10-1 or bigger price is the remainder. Who catches the eye in this one?
I'll probably go for John Murphy's charge here, Water Sprite, who won well in the week in a much better race than this. That was a 0-75, 0-78, but it contained lots of informed horses. And despite its 20-1 price tag, I thought she did really well to win, and there didn't appear to be too much fluke about it either. So under just a £5 penalty, I'd expect John Murphy's filly to go very close here, and she's available as a back at a nice price as well, considering her form. There's been money for Russian Maria Star this morning. I can certainly see why she's been back, because she threatens to certainly appreciate a step up in trip. She's by a sire that influences stamina rather than speed, so it wouldn't surprise me if she ran well from a low draw, but quite a few of these are disappointing. But Gardas is probably the most consistent of the main market leaders, and I'm sure he'll give you a good run for your money from the Paddy Prendergast stable. But I do like horses that back up quite quickly. Shows they're in good form and they're worth staying on the right side of. So Water Sprite each way, ran about 5-1 this morning. Looks a strong vote in that 4.25.
And if then Water Sprite the one for Andy. Next up is the 4.55. 16 line-up for this one. Ran over 1 mile and one furlong. And unfortunately, we're back to the sort of weak maidens. Some more experienced horses in the field than others. And it's probably no surprise to see the three most experienced sitting at the top of the market. First sitting is 7-4. Tigra is 11-4. And 7-2 for Pershing. What's the selection here, Andy?
Yeah, not a particularly strong maiden this one, Sam, by anyone's estimations, and I'd probably go for first sitting, but it wouldn't be with the strongest of convictions. I'm just going with that form down in the Curragh last time out and hoping it'll work out again. It certainly hasn't suggested that it was anything other than a very good race. It was won by Adjusted, who won in the first time blinkers. Now he's gone on to win subsequently in a handicap, and I always think that's a good sign when a horse winning a maiden then mixes it in open handicap company and proves that the mark that he was given was probably a little bit lenient, or perhaps the race has been a bit underestimated to a degree. He's managed to win subsequently off a mark of 95. He's gone from 88 to 95. So with first sitting only getting beat sort of around about six lengths, he's probably run to somewhere in the mid-80s, and that would be good enough to take any sort of modest maiden in Ireland. And the fact that Tagira, the second favourite, is rated 75, if you use race collateral at the Curragh as a guide, then I think this first sitting should be able to take this. The third horse, No Wonder, has also boosted that form with the win down in Listowel this week. So the cream is very much coming to the top from that Curragh race, and Dermot Wells also already got strong claims on this card with Brooch, and I think hopefully that filly will buoy the chances of first sitting, because I think he's got the best form coming into the 4.55, so he'll do it for me.
And if then first sitting for Andy available at the time of recording at 7-4. We close out the card then with the 5:25. 11 runners down to go to post there over 1 mile and 1 furlong. And Quartz is your 11-4 market leader. A winner last time out at Dundalk. Newton's Knight is 7-2. Cool Fighter, who chases a 5-timer here, is 9-2. 7-1 for Diplomat. 7-1 way down south. And 10-1 or bigger prices. The rest, who's caught the eye here?
Interesting little race this, because quite a few of these are open to a major amount of improvement, particularly the three-year-olds, of course, taking on the older horses. They are very tricky to assess. Quartz certainly is going in the right direction. That run in Ballystown was one of great promise, and then he followed up that with a nice win the other day over Duchess Andorra at Dundalk, and Duchess Andorra's boosted the form. And it took him all of that mild journey to get on top of Joanna Morgan's charge that day. So I do think stepping up in trip will suit this cart by Fastnet Rock. And Denacho O'Brien, of course, rode his first winner to victory with Quartz, who's reacquainted with the horse as well. So that partnership is already proven to get on quite nicely. Newton's Knight looked a promising horse when he won in Nace. And I suppose he was a bit disappointing about down in Ballinrobe the last day behind Eric de Grey. Maybe he just didn't handle the track. But she's got a good chance of getting back on track here. The solid one is probably Cool Fighter here, and despite, you know, this horse maybe hitting a peak and me tipping it at the tip of the arrow, and probably maybe the downward spiral is in, you know, going to be coming in the short term, I think I'll probably stick with this horse, because to be honest, it just keeps going from strength to strength, and I didn't really fancy it at Clonmel, to be fair, and it managed to get the better of Moonmeister, who's a really good handicapper from the Gordon Elliott stable. And the fact that he managed to brush that horse readily aside is certainly indicative of how this horse is performing at the moment. He's very, very strong in the latter stage of his race, and this track should play into his strengths. So each way, around about the 92 mark, despite Quartz and Newton's Knight being the two progressive three-year-olds in the contest, I'll go with Cool Fighter to at least give us a massive run for our money in the last.
Okay, then Cool Fighter in the last is the one for Andy. If you could just talk us through, please, one more time, your eight selections for Gowran on Sunday.
Yes, tricky old card of Gowran today. Probably the conditions race and the maiden races offer more hope of some solidity from a tipping perspective. So I'll go with Together Forever in the first. She certainly has the best form coming into this race and should really, with a good break, make mincemeat of the opposition. Arid looks one of the best bets on the card, following his good second behind Old Man River last time out the Curragh. I'll go with Dandy Steps, who could potentially be quite well handicapped there for Prunella Dobbs off a marker of 60 in that 255. Two against the field in the 325, a Zealous Dream, who's a course specialist, and a Hopsan, who comes in great form. 355, the best race on the day by a mile, hopefully will go the way of Brooch, but do keep an eye on Akira from an each-way perspective. 425, Water Sprite won well down in Listowel only 2 days ago, so hopefully she's in good enough form to follow up. The 4:55 first sitting sets the standard with that good run last time at the Curragh. And in the final race, Cool Fighter continues from strength to strength. And hopefully he can win for the fifth time.
OK, there we are then. Thoughts of Andy Holding on the Irish action on this Sunday from Gowran. And you can hear it all live from 1:45pm with us here at William Hill Racing Radio. Stephen Powell, John Budden and Mark Slater will be in to guide you through all the action from Gowran, Uttoxeter, Hamilton and Plumpton as well. Thank you for joining me on the podcast today, Andy, and good luck with your selections.
Thanks, Bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.